Hi. First, I would like to, probably on behalf of everyone, but thank Jerry and Esther for the presents that just magically show up in our room.
They have more fun in the idea of that.
I know what that feels like.
Than all of you put together in the receiving of it. Yeah. It is a truly selfish gesture on their part.
I love that, and I know that feeling of selfishly giving, and I like that a lot. And I love that Book of Positive Aspects. It's just my favorite. I have so many different things I want to talk about. How can I hone it down?
Asking the thing that matters most to you, because okay. We're going to throw you out soon.
So I've been thinking about this for a while, triggered by some things I've heard on the weekly series, and this concept of our escrow. I get that on the individual basis, and there was something about the bigger picture of like generations coming. Like the thing that came to me, and I want more clarity, was like I was thinking about maybe soldiers that went through World War II and didn't like war, and then did they come back kind of together and make the peace movement of the 60s? Or is it kind of like, are there bigger clumps of vibrational escrow that we, and now there's this way, you know, there was like the toxic foods of the 50s of like, you know, chemicals in the farms, and now there's this whole organic movement to make the food, you know, healthier and taste better.
Yes, it is literally that way. It is literally that way. As you, anything that you live, you are putting your improved version of it into vibrational escrow. And isn't that a picture to contemplate? In other words, when you get the idea of your personal vibrational escrow being done,
right,
and you just catching up with it, you got to know that there's a world escrow that is done that some of you are catching up with sooner than others.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have felt quite a while like I don't feel sad when people are dying in hurricanes or bombs or stuff. I've felt for a long time like I'm actually creating the world as a better way. And I had a conversation with somebody, and they're like, "Well, you're not doing anything." And oh, yes, I am. I'm focusing on, you know, the peace that I know is there, or the happiness. And so, there was that sense of something even bigger than I understood about that.
What we want to add to that, all of that is right, but we want to add to that. So here is this vibrational escrow that is the future, potential future experience. Right. In other words, it will be lived by the participants and inhabitants of the planet as they find vibrational alignment with it. But you know, something that is soothing is that once it's in vibrational escrow, it's certain that you will live it. Right. The question is how much time between the putting it there and the allowing of it, and that has to do with how willing you are to find vibrational alignment with it. And so can you see how the more people who are physically focused, who are beating the drum, so to speak, of well-being, can you see how the more, in other words, Jerry and Esther remember that when they began this work, they met us in 1985. And in that first year, we talked to them about law of attraction. Now, law of attraction was something, the words had been spoken hundreds of years before.
Really?
There was a judge in India, Troward, who did then what Esther does now, who translated the words, but did not give it any description at all. And many pieces of movements sort of picked up from that. Jerry has researched this more recently. But Jerry and Esther had not heard the words law of attraction ever in their life. They had not seen it written. They had not seen any material where it was written. This expression came forth from us through Esther's interpretation from a pointed question that Jerry asked about, are there laws in this universe, like the law of gravity, right, that are so stable that once we understand them, then we can work with them instead of against them? And so that's where that expression came from. And so Jerry and Esther right away published their first recording, and it was called Law of Attraction. Right. And Jerry asked if there were other laws, and we said, well, you could call this law of deliberate creation a law, although law of attraction is the basis of everything. And then there is the law of allowing, which is another way of understanding the way your life fits together. But then Jerry and Esther did not hear anyone ever talking about law of attraction. It was not an expression that was being offered. And yet, look at what's going on today. In other words, law of attraction is the hot. Google it sometime and see how many people are on that bandwagon.
Right.
In other words, law of attraction, law of attraction, law of attraction, law of attraction. It's a wonderful thing that people are now talking about law of attraction.
Right.
And here you all are out here on the leading edge really defining what it means. It's not just focusing upon something and magically making it happen. Mm-hmm. It's about discovering through the awareness of your vibrations within you and melding them together and coming into vibrational alignment. It's a very, very big picture that people are becoming interested in and aware of. In other words, when we say this is the time of awakening, we're not kidding. It's the time of waking up to who you are, to who you have become, and closing that gap.
Right.
So, we do not see the immediate time that's before you or the generation that will follow you or the one that follows that or the one that follows that. In other words, the things that will take place on this planet in the next 100 years, the exhilaration that will be experienced by those who learn to align with what's in their vibrational escrow. And those who don't align with it, those that hold to those old thoughts, those who continue to fuss and worry, they're going to have an increasingly hard time. But guess what that means that they will offer to the world? The harder time they have, the more they put into vibrational escrow. Until in time, there will be a time when so many will be understanding law of attraction, so many will be feeling the exhilaration of their own vibrational escrow, so many will be utilizing the guidance systems that they were born with, that the majority will be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. In other words, it just gets easier and easier and easier. As you walk about as the joyful people that you are, you add immeasurably because you cause people to wonder what you've got going on. And even if you don't stop and have a conversation with them, and sometimes it's better that you don't because if they're over here and you're over here, the conversation isn't pleasing to either of you. But just living what you know causes the vibration of this physical earth plane to begin to raise to match more and more what's in vibrational escrow. The happier you are, the more you teach through the clarity of your example. And so others then have greater opportunity to be happy too. But there's another thing that goes on. It's the dilution ratio. Do you know that when you live in this physical format, in this physical body, in an attitude of joy, that you add to the dilution ratio, you raise the vibration of the physical manifested platform on which you stand, and you, in your influence, assist others of then, by virtue of their association with you, of being closer to what's in that world vibrational escrow.
Yeah.
That's why there are inventions that are conjured from the needs of past societies that someone then can be inspired to receive once the vibration has been raised enough, you see.
Yes.
Isn't it good to know the part you play?
Yes. Yes.
Just don't worry about those that aren't catching on, because in your worry about them, you don't let yourself catch on either.
Right. That's good.